So Marcus, a Graphene OS user has been reported to authorities simply for using the privacy-focused Android fork. This story is generating serious discussion on Hacker News, with nearly 200 comments and climbing. The implications here go far beyond one user's experience.
What's particularly troubling is the precedent this sets. Graphene OS isn't some dark web tool. It's an open-source, security-hardened version of Android developed by researchers focused on protecting user privacy. The fact that using legitimate privacy technology can now trigger government scrutiny suggests we're crossing a dangerous threshold.
The technical context matters here. Graphene OS removes Google's surveillance infrastructure, implements stronger sandboxing, and gives users granular control over app permissions. These are objectively security improvements. But from an institutional perspective, someone who actively rejects standard surveillance mechanisms becomes suspicious by default.
This connects to broader market dynamics we're seeing. Companies are increasingly pressured to build surveillance-friendly products, not because users demand it, but because governments expect compliance pathways. The business model of privacy is becoming politically untenable.
The international implications are significant, too. If using privacy tools becomes grounds for suspicion in democratic countries, what message does that send to activists in authoritarian regimes? We're potentially undermining the very technologies that dissidents rely on for protection.
From a policy standpoint, this represents regulatory capture in reverse. Instead of companies influencing government, we're seeing government suspicion shape what technologies are socially acceptable to use. The chilling effect on privacy innovation could be substantial.
The Hacker News discussion is particularly valuable here because it's full of developers and security researchers explaining exactly why Graphene OS matters for legitimate security use cases. Medical professionals, journalists, domestic abuse survivors, there are compelling non-criminal reasons to need enhanced privacy.
What worries me economically is the potential for this thinking to spread to enterprise contexts. If privacy tools become stigmatized, companies might avoid deploying robust security measures to avoid appearing uncooperative with authorities. That's a recipe for systemic vulnerabilities.
The timing is also notable. This comes as we're seeing increased GPS interference across Europe, smart TVs being weaponized for data collection, and ISS crews dealing with air leaks that required emergency shelter protocols. The thread connecting these stories is institutional failure to protect citizens from both state and corporate surveillance.